Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series with expert discussions on power system testing topics. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. In this episode, we are going to discuss the topic of Industry 4.0 and its impact on the electrical power industry. Industry 4.0 signifies the fourth stage of an ever-evolving industrial revolution. This latest revolution focuses on greater operational efficiency and sustainability through new technological advancements. These include, for example, the use of sensing devices and monitoring for condition-based maintenance, artificial intelligence for processing large amounts of collected data and aiding in asset-related decision-making, as well as digital connectivity, cloud-based software solutions, and cybersecurity. My guests will discuss the significance of Industry 4.0, the opportunities and challenges it presents to organizations in the power industry, and how to implement it for the best outcome. Joining me for this discussion is Matthias Nicoladelli de Oliveira. He is an Industry 4.0 expert and digital business developer at WEG or WAG, an international company based in Brazil that develops technologies and solutions which contribute to a more efficient and sustainable world. Hello, Matthias. Welcome to Energy Talks.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also joining me is Guilherme Piernaro. He is the Regional Application Sales Manager and Industry 4.0 enthusiast at Omicron in Brazil. Guilherme, also a big welcome to this episode of Energy Talks.
Hello, Scott. Thank you to invite me. It's my pleasure too.
Thank you both for joining me. It is great to have you here for this discussion. First of all, how did you both become involved with the topic of Industry 4.0, and how do you know each other? Matthias, let me start with you.
I met Guilherme in an event here in Brazil, showing the products from Omicron, and I started with Industry 4.0 5 years ago in my studies. And in the last 2 years, I'm working with this in WAG as digital business development. So we are here trying to get these topics in Brazil and also in overseas market.
Very good. Guilherme, how did you become involved with the topic of Industry 4.0?
I knew Matheus when we invited WAG to participate as a speaker in our user meeting last year in Brazil. So we found Matheus as an innovation guy from WAG, so it's a very cool guy. I'm very happy to work with Matheus about it. And I started to work with Industry 4.0 some years ago, actually, to be part of the team that is taking care about the implementation of Industry 4.0 in Latin America, or to develop the market of Industry 4.0 in Latin America for Omicron.
Matthias, I am hearing the terminology for quite some time now. Could you please describe what is specifically meant by Industry 4.0?
Sure, Scott. Industry 4.0 is a very wide topic. There is a lot of definitions and meaning. Basically, it is how companies are getting their process and their products at the next level. They are integrating new technologies, which we will talk later today, in their products, facilities, and also in their operations.
Okay, so how does Industry 4.0 compare to the other industrial revolutions of the past?
The past revolutions are more related to the physical world with machines and automation. This revolution is more related with digital, putting the human cognitivity capability into computerized systems, which can be in the cloud or not. And this can give a good and wide impact in the process and also in the products.
Matthias, you are involved with the company WEG or WAG. What does your company do, and how is it involved with Industry 4.0?
WAG is a big company from Brazil. We are playing business in all continents. We started these topics 10 years ago, but not related to the market, to the business. As our company applies continuous improvement in the manufacturing process and also in the product designing, we are using technologies from Industry 4.0 internally for more than 10 years. But considering the business potential for such technologies, WEG created a new department 4 years ago to start this, to taking activities related with those technologies. And more recently, in the end of last year, WEG created a digital business unit. The name of this new business unit is WEG Digital and Systems. So we are taking all the learning from the past, putting in our process, but also in products to offer to the market and help our customers with this kind of technology to improve process and products.
Matthias, what are the so-called pillars or key elements of Industry 4.0? Could you please describe them? And how does each play a contributing role?
Sure. References on this subject may vary, but we can list some technologies, some pillars from Industry 4.0. I can relate cybersecurity, big data and analytics, network, cloud, integration, it means vertical or horizontal, IoT itself, artificial intelligence, simulation, traceability, mobile device, machines, augmented reality, robots, sensing, additive manufacturing. So there is many pillars, and describe each one maybe took more time. But the idea behind these pillars is each pillar needs specific equipment, specific technology, and integrating them, we can get the outcomes, we can get better solution to the world.
Matthias, is Industry 4.0 something that will happen in the near future, or is it already a reality in many companies?
It is already a reality, but not equally distributed. Some technologies are mature and cost effective, and others are getting this pace. So it's very important to know which problem you are looking for and which technology you already have available in the market to help. So some technologies, I can guarantee that are reality. I can relate the predictive maintenance in the industry. For example, the measurement of temperature and vibration in the asset were performed for a long time. However, was manually and depending a lot from the personal knowledge. This practice is known as condition-based maintenance. With the advance of wireless sensors, connectivity technologies, and also cloud software, the reality of the maintenance team has been changing in recent years, getting what we call now as online condition-based monitoring. What is the outcome with this technology? Less unexpected downtime of equipment, better planning, and greater reliability in operations.
Okay, so basically, this answers the next question I have. What characterizes technologies used for Industry 4.0? Can you elaborate some more?
Sure. For the pillars that we talked before, we can relate some of them. So there are some technologies that we need ready to go to perform the online condition-based monitoring. There are basically six elements of technology to get this ready. One is the sensing. Another one is the edge computing, the connectivity, the cybersecurity, the cloud computing, and finally, the software that must observe the user experience.
Okay. So how will Industry 4.0 help organizations work more efficiently and effectively?
Good question. Using the online condition-based monitoring, which applies predictive maintenance guidelines, the asset management can be properly performed, detecting earlier the problems and avoiding unexpected downtimes. Of course, it will leverage the business, will leverage the reliability of the operation.
How will Industry 4.0 initiatives, technologies, and practices save maintenance costs and avoid unscheduled stops or outages?
This question is the core of condition-based monitoring. So taking advantage of the analytics, the problem in the asset can be detected with a diagnosis. Let me explain better this. So if the asset is performing with high vibration, which can cause an unexpected downtime, using the online condition-based monitoring, the sensing is performed in high precision and quality. Taking this data in the cloud, we can identify and perform a diagnosis what is causing the high vibration. For example, looking to the vibration spectrum, we can detect autonomously if the vibration is caused by unbalance, misalignment, external vibration, bearing failure, or a problem in the load, if it's a pump, for example, a cavitation problem. So doing this using IoT systems with analytics, it helps the maintenance team to act properly in each case.
Thank you, Mateos. Gami, what impact does Industry 4.0 have on electrical asset management and maintenance in the power industry, not only in your region, but as well as other parts of the world?
Industry 4.0, as Mateos said, is a new concept and a new methodology to do things. For the power industry in my region, the trend is implementing more the monitoring concept, automatic evaluation of assets in a certain level, the trend of using more effectively cybersecurity in substation network, as well as the communication protocols, and the maintenance based on condition, not in time, for some assets like regenerators and transformers, using complete monitoring system. This is more related to the predictive maintenance. With this in mind, some impact we have will be better knowledge of assets, reduction of misoperation, reduction of asset unavailability, more data to take decision, for example.
Scott, I'd like to add something in this topic. In the previous question, we talked about sensing of temperature and vibration, but it's important to mention that it's also possible to measure any kind of physics, for example, energy from the electric motors. So using the wireless sensors and smart sensors, we can get the load measurement and how the energy is using in the last point of the system. And this helps a lot with the power system analysis and also finding where the consumption is not so cost effective.
Sure. So really, the Industry 4.0 has applications really in all types of industries with different types of measurement parameters, would you say?
Exactly.
Very good. Okay. Guillermo, do you have particular examples of how this currently applies or will apply to the power industry?
Yes, Scott. Some examples that I can list here. The new network protocol rules in Brazil, including active network monitoring and cybersecurity, the increase of demand for asset monitoring, trend to integrate the information from network and asset monitoring in the same system, creating reports and understanding the data. There are some examples that I already have in Brazil.
So, Guilherme, do you think that Industry 4.0 will greatly change the power industry in your region?
Yeah, the Industry 4.0 will change everything in the industry. You have some change of concepts, change of protocols, and change of way to do the things in the power system. So we need to adapt ourselves to this new concept, to having training, new procedures, to make maintenance, and so on. So probably you have a new revolution in the future.
Guillermo, how is Omicron helping customers make the transition to Industry 4.0 with its solutions for power system testing and data management?
Omicron is helping the customer developing innovative solution for Industry 4.0, specifically for power system testing. Some Omicron solutions have the base of virtualization, cloud computing, and integration between devices, and therefore the test results. Otherwise, Omicron already has some software to data management, integrating these test results and management of these. Other point in the is the knowledge. As a vision, has a commitment to share knowledge. There are a lot of initiatives in this way, like virtual initiatives, virtual activities, training, and this podcast is an example.
Mateos, what are the present challenges companies face in implementing Industry 4.0 initiatives, and how can they best overcome these challenges?
Scott, in my point of view, there are a lot of gaps, but two of them I'd like to highlight, which is the scaled labor and also the cybersecurity mindset, which is very important to select the right product, deploying, and also keeping the usage of the solutions. For both cases, getting the top board of the company aware about the necessity to invest in Industry 4.0 and also training the workforce is crucial. Doing this, they will be comfortable to identify how to overcome each challenge. Important remark here is the Industry 4.0 journey should be with short paces. As a beginner, using proof of concept or pilot project as step-by-step advances, mm-hmm. getting the learning and also the deployment in the next step again and again. In this process, getting the appropriate partners can accelerate the whole process.
May I ask both of you to give us your summary to Industry 4.0? What should our listeners take away from this discussion? Guilherme, let me start with you. What do you want listeners to remember most about how they can prepare and best utilize the tools for Industry 4.0, especially in the power industry?
I think that the Industry 4.0 is the present, not the future. This is a reality in some areas, as Matteo said in the beginning. We should integrate this concept in our business and in our actions. Suppliers are developing solutions, software, integration, products, and the customer and the community in general should be prepared and be open to receive this technology. And Industry 4.0 is designed to help.
Okay, very good. Just like with any change, it takes a while to adapt to it. And I think a good point that Matthias brought up earlier is to take the whole process step by step and to master each step before you go further helps implement more effectively. Matthias, what do you believe are most important points for our listeners to consider?
Scott, I have some topics that usually I use in my speech. So what can be digital will be. The software will dominate. Jobs will end, new one will emerge. Artificial intelligence will grow, and it's very good to know how it works, to know how to use. Almost everything will be sensed, connected, and monitored. As Industry 4.0 is very dynamic, when we are 100% right, we are late. So it's very important to take the step-by-step concept. Mm-hmm. New ethical dilemmas will arise, and new business will emerge, because Industry 4.0 is causing a large impact in the real world.
Okay, great. Thank you for that summary. Matthias, how can our listeners get more information about WEG or WEG, your company, and the services it offers to help organizations make a smooth transition to Industry 4.0?
As I mentioned before, it's very important to have the right part in this transition. WEG just created a new business unit. We have a lot of colleagues here ready to help clients and customers in Brazil or in overseas market. And you can find our solutions for management of assets or execution. We have a lot of products and solutions to offer. You can find it in the website from WEG. This is something very important to remark, that we can help you in the Industry 4.0 challenging solutions and everything related.
Very good. Is the information on your webpage available in English for our worldwide listeners?
Yes, we have brands around the world, and you can find website in English and also support locally. So you can find it in the website from WEG, which is very easy to find.
Could you give us the URL just for everybody to know?
Sure, weg.net.
Thank you, Matthias. Guilherme, where can our listeners get more information about Omicron Power System testing and data management solutions used for Industry 4.0?
Our listeners can get more information on Omicron website in the area products and news. And Omicron is very active in social media. It means LinkedIn mainly. And frequently, the listeners can read very interesting papers and publications in this platform. Furthermore, Omicron promotes a lot of events, like the users' meetings. I told you that I knew Matheus in one user meeting in Brazil, so it's a very good opportunity to know about this new technology. So in these events, the network and shared knowledge of a lot of topics are amazing.
Thank you both for joining me for this discussion about Industry 4.0 in this episode of Energy Talks. Matthias, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here again, and see you in the next.
Definitely. Well, we hope we have a further discussion on this topic. Guilherme, thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Matheus. And thank you for the opportunity to participate in this episode.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this episode of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Let us know what you thought about this episode and which topics you would like to listen to in future episodes. Simply send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Also, if you like what you hear and have not done so already, please be sure to subscribe to Energy Talks on your favorite podcast platform to never miss an episode. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing and offers you the matching solution for your application. This includes not only the latest measurement and monitoring equipment, but also innovative software as well as data management and cybersecurity solutions designed to help you make a smooth transition into Industry 4.0. For more information, be sure to visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us to listen to the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.